another edition of Heartfelt Doses. Yay! Yes, this is it. So, when I say behind every heartfelt dose, there's a strong support system. People don't seem to understand. Our listeners, our critics, every concerned person, everyone that has provided support for Heartfelt Doses, one way or the other so far, moral support, financial support, whatever form of support, you are an esteemed member of that system. Yes, you. So this edition is specially dedicated to you, our support system members. Yeah, that's the reason why it's called the fan edition, because without you, our fans, we can't be cool. Did you get it? Now let's dive into the minds of our fans. Let's delve right in and hear what they think about Heartfelt Doses so far. It's been an amazing season, which has come to an end. But then let's hear what people have to say about Heartfelt Doses so far. So first up, we have Prezi and OAP from Lagos, Nigeria. Yes, he's an OAP at beatng.fm.
Alright, shout out to Lily Chamaka. She is actually one very podcaster I've loved to listen to. It's not always about nutrition, it's not always about food, diet and all of that, but no, she has actually tried as much as possible to give out daily nuggets to help, you know, each and every one of us move ahead in life, and that's something quite encouraging. So shout out to her. Make sure you keep listening to her podcasts. I think there's one I listened to titled Trust God. It was quite amazing and it taught me a whole lot. So make sure you follow through with the next season.
Thank you, Prezi. So we also have Joy, an iMoon ambassador from Abia State, Nigeria. iMoon is acronym for International Model United Nations. Yeah, she's an iMoon ambassador.
Listening to Heartfelt Doses, I mean, Lily, your voice is wow. Like, I'm the kind of person who likes listening to music, like Enya and all this camp shooting music. Your voice is so soothing, and not just the voice, the fact that you're dishing out very health conscious and all these health tips for young people. I mean, I think that it's something that we need to imbibe in our lives, and you're dishing this out for free. It's nice. Like, and coming from a nutritionist, that is just wow. I love your podcast, and I love your voice. I listen to your podcast when I want to, like, just close my eyes and I just want to close my eyes and take it in. Like, it's something like a meditation, something like you just close your eyes and you just listen and you say, yeah, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And I like the fact that after every podcast, like, you have to make a decision and try to restructure your method of doing things. It's nice, and I love the new start series. So yeah, keep it up.
Okay, thanks, Joy. thank God you are a lady. I would have said, I have one big crush like that. Okay, thanks so much, Joy. So up next, we have Val from Ibadan, Nigeria. Yeah, Val is the regional HR person at Great Brands Nigeria.
In all sincerity, Heartfelt Doses has really been of immense help to me. I've been able to learn some things, especially the nutrition series. It was helpful. I got to learn some things I never knew were the way they are. I just saw them from a distance. I just saw them from another light. And the Heartfelt Doses is something I should recommend to anyone. Keep up with Lily Chiamaka. It's really an interesting time the knowledge, the wisdom, and sometimes the prayers that come in form of encouragement, they've really been helpful. Trust me, heartfelt disease has been the best thing ever in the history of podcasting and this side of the world. It's been awesome and it's been great that I'm proud to have been a part of this series, like following up with this doses. I like the word doses. It just explains something that is necessary to do. Just like you go to the hospital and you say, this is 4 doses to be taken today and 4 doses to be taken tomorrow. It's been great. And I really want to commend the efforts made. It's been inviting. It's been educating. It's been knowledge-filled, more especially, it's been spirit-filled. Thank you.
We are glad to give value to your life, Va. We also have Uche, a business tycoon from Lagos, Nigeria.
Okay, good evening. I just finished listening to the last episode of Heartfelt Doses. It's a very good work you're doing, and the young lady that was featured, she did justice to the topic. I am greatly impressed. Keep the good work going. However, I observed you used Nigerian Pidgin English somewhere. I do not think it's appropriate, considering the fact that you have fans in diaspora. You have fans across the world. Those of us in Nigeria, we can relate, but some of them will not. And I do not think it will make a lot of sense for people to get confused at any point. Okay. They should be able to understand what you're saying from the beginning to the end. This is a formal platform. This is my thoughts. However, you are doing a very good work. More grease to your elbow. Okay. Keep it going. The Lord is your strength.
Thanks, Uche, for your objective criticism. Well, last, now the pidgin, nice, some people even like pass. Right? Okay, so we also have Ella. Ella is an IT guru from Port Harcourt, Nigeria.
So far, so good. This podcast has been so insightful and educating. Like, I've got to learn a lot that I didn't know. Like, things I thought I felt I knew, but after listening to the podcast, like, it really, really widened my knowledge. If I could summarize the podcast in one word, it would be best. Like, best among the rest. I'm giving it a 5-star thumbs up. Like, it's so good. It's really good. And I also advise people to listen. I also urge more people to listen, because it's something that's going to help you. Thank you.
So, guys, listen, we'd like you to know this. True fulfillment actually comes in knowing that you add value to lives. And that's a major driving force for Heartfelt Doses. Thank you so much, Ella, for your heartwarming words. We're really, really grateful. So, up next, we have Danielle, a music maestro from Abia State, Nigeria.
Hello guys, I find Lily Amaka's podcast very educating and eye-opening. I've learned a lot so far. It's way beyond amazing, and I've really gained a lot. So I look forward to seeing more of your lessons. Please don't stop whatever it is you're doing right now. I love you and I love what you're doing. Just keep it up.
Now I have a real crush. Danielle, we love you so much too. Thank you so much for showing us massive love like this. Okay, up next we have Sharon. Sharon is the CEO of Ruddy Classic from Abia State, Nigeria too.
Lily, I must say you're great. You've not only touched lives, with your podcast, but you've also saved lives. And I pray for more grace, more wisdom, and also that God bless you for all you do.
Thank you so much, Sharon. God bless you too. So from Kaduna State in Nigeria, we have Abel. Abel is the CEO of Lomos Courts.
Hello, my name is Abel Amusa, and I'm a fan of Heartfelt Doses. Well, Heartfelt Doses talks about a lot, talks about a whole lot of things. Talks about nutrition, talks about God, talks about our mind. Nutrition is everything we need. The food we eat for us to grow, both spiritually and physically, we need nutrition. So Heartfelt Doses talks about the role of that nutrition in our lives, both physically and spiritually, and it talks about even more. So I urge us all to find time and listen, and we all will be blessed. Thank you, and God bless you.
We are glad, Abel, that we've made an impact in your life. So we also have Comfort. Comfort is a student from the University of Calabar in Calabar, Cross River State, Nigeria.
Hey, another thing. The hospitality. For me, the hospitality you give us on air, like from there, it's just as if it tells us, it speaks to us that you really care about us. That's why you people generally, the plural you really care about us. That's why you are, what am I saying? My head is not even coordinated. I'm focused about the hospitality, the way, it's as if we're seeing you, it's real. I think we can even imagine the smile on your face and see you laughing and see the look in your eyes and how you like so much care. It's from the voice, everything, how everything is going on the show. It tells us that, I don't know about other people, but to me, it tells me that you really care about our health and not just doing this. You're not doing this for doing sake, but you're doing it very intentionally. Because you care.
You know, hearing these reviews come from several parts of the country of Nigeria is really, really heartwarming for us. Or it just goes to show how much of an impact the little we do is making in society, and we hope to reach even more, not just in country or even in the rest of the world, as we already are reaching people. So keep sharing this. You don't know whose life you actually be affecting. You don't know who needs to hear something in one of the episodes. We would also like to look at comments from our social media handles that are really heartfelt. So first up, we have Sir Azumna DE from Abia State in Nigeria. He's a physics lecturer at the prestigious Clifford University in Abia State, Nigeria. His review is on the nutrition episode of the Heartfelt series. He says, "This is lovely. I think I love it. Especially that line when he said, when you eat, you either fight disease or feed it. Your co-host is great too." Thank you, sir. We are grateful for that review. And we are grateful too that you take time to listen. So we also have a nutrition critique. Kalu Christian, he is also from Abia State in Nigeria. His review is on sunlight. He says, you killed it with sunlight. You and your co-host. I just listened to it now. I have really learned a lot, I must admit. Things I really never knew much about. Thank you, Chris. We are grateful we were able to open your eyes to certain things. Okay, so from Port Harcourt, Nigeria, we have Flora Okedi. She's the CEO of Flozy Creatives. Her review is on the shape. The episode, The Shape. I don't know how many of us can still remember. She says, waist trainer and cool from The Shape, Sha. Love your podcast. I will be following it. Thank you so much, Laura. Thank you so much. We hope you followed through the entire season one. So we also have a financial auditor from Lagos, Onibio Elisha. It says, great work you're doing to impact lives. My whole family in Kwara State, Nigeria, listen to your show. Oh, this one is really, really heartwarming. Like, the entire Onibio family, shout out to you all. Thank you so much for listening. Daddy, mommy, everybody. Thank you so much for being a big part of the support system. Thank you, Mr. Elisha, for also listening and sharing with the rest of the family. We hope it continues to be a family favorite show. So it's still your favorite show with your favorite host, Lily. And we're looking forward to having even more blissful moments of togetherness in subsequent seasons of Heartfelt Voices. We hope you enjoyed this edition. Stay tuned for even more mind-blowing, thrilling editions beyond that.